All right, I was talking about autophagy when we adjourned, I think. Well, slide 10 is just a picture of autophagy happening. In this case, remnants of mitochondria that have seen better days are being broken down for their raw materials, basically, like I was already said. So it's just an example. It's not to say that mitochondria are not the only things that are autophagized. Other things are as well. It just happens to be mitochondria in this example. But that completes the endomembrane system. The only thing we haven't really talked about are peroxisomes, which are not officially part of the endomembrane system. And they were originally excluded from the endomembrane system because we thought that they don't ever get formed from the endomembrane system itself, which turned out to be wrong. They are still, though, not considered to be part of the endomembrane system, even though they can be formed by vesicles that bud off of the endoplasmic reticulum. And the reason that they're still not included is because they also can reproduce themselves, much like mitochondria and chloroplasts do, by binary fission, basically. So it's kind of a blurry line, but peroxisomes are not officially endomembrane system members. Peroxisomes get their name from the fact that they have several functions, but one major function is that they deal with peroxide, which is an example of a reactive oxygen species, an ROS. Reactive oxygen species are damaging to cells because they're so highly reactive. And they include hydrogen peroxide, but also oxygen radicals. What are radicals? Right. Radicals are things that have an unpaired electron in them. And so oxygen radicals include superoxide ions and hydroxyl ions. These things can damage cells, and so one function of the peroxisome is to turn them into harmless stuff. These reactive oxygen species get produced as byproducts of normal metabolism all the time. So they can't be allowed to build up, basically, because then they go around attacking other things, including DNA and other important things in the cell. So peroxisomes include an important enzyme called catalase that will transform hydrogen peroxide, which is H2O2, into just oxygen and water. Now, there are also oxidases in peroxisomes because another function of a peroxisome is to detoxify toxins to render them less harmful. So a lot of this happens in the liver, for instance. Phenols and various kinds of things that can harm cells get detoxified. And often that detoxification really is just dehydrogenation of that toxin. So oxidases are enzymes that will strip hydrogens off of the toxin and then put them onto oxygen. When you strip off two hydrogens and put them onto oxygen molecules, you end up forming hydrogen peroxide. So oxidases produce hydrogen peroxide, but then catalase deals with the hydrogen peroxide and turns it into water and oxygen. So that's a couple major functions of peroxisomes, but they're also important in catabolism of long-chain fatty acids. Now, we talked about using fatty acids as fuel before. What is that process called? What did you say? Beta something. Beta something. On a non-multiple choice test, that might get you partial credit, but beta oxidation, right. Beta oxidation uses fatty acids for fuel by taking a couple carbons at a time off of that chain, right? A couple carbons and the hydrogens that are involved are stuck onto coenzyme A. So it turns it into acetyl coenzyme A. Remember we talked about this? Where does this happen? In mitochondria, right. Well, mitochondria are definitely important places for beta oxidation, but longer fatty acids, and that's why I say the long chain fatty acids, are first beta oxidized in peroxisomes. And then when they're shorter, after you've done some beta oxidation to them to shorten them, then they're sent to the mitochondria to finish it up. So But it ends up being quite a bit of beta oxidation of fatty acids occurs in peroxisomes. That's another really important part of them, or function of them. The figure itself really just shows you how these things get assembled to begin with, including various components from the cytosol and vesicles from the ER come together to form a functional peroxisome with functional catalase in it, but the bottom part indicates what I was saying, that they can split into two. They can reproduce on their own, basically. So that wraps up that chapter.